It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
Sponsored in part by Wolfsong Adventures in Mushing, Energy Plus of Duluth, and Wintergreen Northern Wear.
We're still trying to get John Stetson on the phone from up at the Mineral Center checkpoint finish line, but we do have the data that Aaron Letzring has come in first place in this year's John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon with a total cumulative trail time of 32 hours, 43 minutes, and 35 seconds. What's interesting is that Ryan Reddington, who left 8 minutes and 9 seconds behind her, made up 8 minutes and 2 seconds of that time, meaning he came in 7 seconds behind Aaron Letzring. So Ryan Reddington, 7 seconds behind in second place. And also Sarah Kiefer just crossed the finish line about 5 minutes ago at 6:45 and 12 seconds. So her total trail time is 33 hours and 8 minutes, 33 seconds. So Aaron Letzring, first place, 32 hours, 43 minutes, 35 seconds. Ryan Reddington in second, just 7 seconds behind her, 32 hours, 43 minutes, and 42 seconds. And 25 minutes, let's say, right behind her, behind Aaron, Sarah Kiefer comes in third in this year's John B. Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. We will hopefully get John Stetson on the phone tonight. If we can't get a signal from him up at Mineral Center, we will certainly have a wrap-up in the morning as all the other finishers are still out on the trail. Some of the competitors are just coming into Mineral Center before they head out of their final leg, and many of the other competitors, about 15 of them, are out on the final about a dozen of them, I should say, are out on their final leg right now. We'll have more information later on if John Stetson, if we can reach him up at the Mineral Center Lodge. But as I say, that's it for tonight. We will have a complete wrap-up in the morning. Aaron Letzring in first place, Ryan Reddington in second, Sarah Kiefer third place in this year's John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon here on 103.3 KUMD. Support for KMD's Bear Grease coverage is provided in part by Camp Chow, Wolfsong Adventures in Mushing, Energy Plus of Duluth, and Wintergreen Northern Wear. Additional funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.